In Northwest news from KPLU, his teammates and fans are definitely going to miss him. But the retirement of Seahawks running back Marshawn Lynch isn't really a bad thing for the team. KPLU sports commentator Art Teal explains why. Art, sentiment aside, why is Marshawn Lynch's departure not such a big blow for the Seahawks?
Well, I think the Seahawks offense has actually grown past him. The second half of the season, it was very impressive how Russell Wilson took command. It seems as if he didn't really need a superstar running back because they had the highest productivity in the NFL in the second half of the season, mostly because they evolved into a sharper, shorter, crisper, faster passing attack. And that is something that I think some of the critics of Russell Wilson would have said, you know, he really can't carry a team because he's been very successful because of a dominating defense and a superstar running back. Well, they didn't have the running back, and they flourished. So that told me, and I think it told Pete Carroll and John Schneider, that if they have a good running attack with Thomas Rawls, who was a rookie who broke his ankle this last year, they're going to be able to survive without the beast. It's not going to be the same. It's not saying that Rawls is the equivalent, but the offense has evolved past the need to have somebody as dynamic, dramatic, and maybe a little bit eccentric like Marshawn Lynch.
Well, speaking of general manager John Schneider and head coach Pete Carroll, we can't overlook the tension that was there between them and Marshawn Lynch.
Right. It was a low boil, but it was always there. I call Marshawn Lynch a genius athlete because he does things that no one else does in the league. And he's so good at that that he's indulged his eccentricities. He is a different cat all the way around. Very smart, and he also knows how to manipulate situations such as practice time or contracts. But he does push the limits. And I think the tension between Carroll and Lynch was fairly distinctive, but I give Carroll great credit for managing the situation so it never got out of control. I don't think Marshawn would have flourished with any other NFL team outside of Seattle because Carroll is very good at that. Even though it was uncomfortable and awkward sometimes with the Seahawks, especially with Marshawn's resistance to doing media cooperation and those sorts of things, it really was a net benefit to both parties to have Marshawn here where he was allowed to be himself without compromising the team values.
And making the retirement announcement on his terms as well with the
exactly.
cleats hanging on the wire.
Right. A photo and no words. It was very dramatic, very poignant, and very Marshawn.
So what might be next for Marshawn Lynch?
Boy, I have no idea. I think he could be a permanent guest on Jimmy Fallon or Conan O'Brien or whatever because they love him. Because he's the anti-hero. Marshawn is the guy that doesn't speak to anyone, but when he does speak, everybody listens. And so I think he is going to have some public capacity role. But if you're going to believe this report that came out on NFL.com this week, Marshawn Lynch saved all of his $49 million he earned. He lived on endorsement money, Beacon Plumbing et al., and he didn't use any of his salary money. Of course, the government has half of it, but that's $25 million in the bank for Marshawn. He can do a lot of things with that, never has to work again, but when he does, it's going to be on his terms, and everybody else is going to run to his door. So I'm really interested to see what becomes of Marshawn Lynch when he's not a football player. It should be a lot of fun for all of us to watch.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.